Welcome back. It is the holiday season, of course. It is also the season to watch out for your money. And the folks at the Better Business Bureau are well qualified to help us do that. We're so really pleased to welcome back, after several years, Paula Fleming, local spokesperson for the Better Business Bureau, to the show here live. Paula, great to see you again.
Nice to see you as well. Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Thanks you for coming.
Yeah.
I really appreciate
it. It's great to be in a studio after probably a year that I've been actually physically in a studio.
Really?
So yeah, it's exciting. Unfortunately, we have to talk about scams and during the holiday season, but it's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, great to have you here as well.
Thank
and to
you.
Offer some tips for some of our viewers
yes.
as ways to protect themselves.
Yes.
What are you hearing so far this year in terms of people getting scammed?
Well, scams have been going on all throughout the pandemic, but right now what we're seeing is an uptick in scams related to the holiday season.
Sure.
So specifically, the Better Business Bureau, we haven't been able to talk about this with you and or your viewers, but we want to encourage people to check out bbb.org/scam tracker.
Okay.
What that does is tell you what's happening in your community as well as across the United States in regards to scams that are transpiring. So it's something fairly new that Better Business Bureau has rolled out, and it's called the Better Business Bureau Scam Tracker.
I checked it out this morning, actually.
You did?
I
okay,
did. And
yeah.
You can actually, you can hone right in on like Quincy,
right,
and it will tell you how many scams, the nature of the scam, how much money was lost in the scam,
or if you think you've been a victim of a scam,
yeah.
It can help you to decipher if it was possibly a scam,
yeah.
Or you can actually file right there that you've been a victim of a scam to help your community out so they're aware of what's transpiring. So it's a really cool tool.
It's a great tool,
and a lot of medium they do use it, like yourself, to see what's going on in the community.
Yeah.
But that's just one variable of the Better Business Bureau. As you know, we work with different government agencies, the FTC, the Attorney General's Office, Office of Consumer Affairs, to keep, kind of in touch with what's transpiring. I am in charge of Eastern Mass, Maine, Rhode Island, and Vermont.
Okay.
And what we're seeing across the board there in almost all of New England are scams transpiring to online purchases.
Sure.
So it's the holiday season. No surprise to us that there's an increase of purchases online. And what we're telling people is be very cautious when you see pop-up ads on social media. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
Okay.
If the price, if your child is asking for Hanukkah or Christmas or Kwanzaa, whatever it may be, if mm-hmm. they're asking for this, hot ticket item or hot item on the toy list, mm-hmm. be cautious if you're online and see a deal that's, it's a great value, because oftentimes it is a scam.
Okay, that's great advice. It's probably better just to, take the initiative, right, and go directly to that company's website.
You're exactly correct.
Okay.
What we encourage people to do is obviously you want to do some research mm-hmm. before you go in physically to a store or make any purchases online. Check out the business. Go directly to the business website.
Yep.
Do obviously bbb.org. You can do a search on any business, find out if they're reliable, credible, if they have any complaints, what they're about, read the customer reviews, take 5-10 minutes, do a little bit of research. It can really save you hassle in the end, because then you're not sitting there left without receiving a product or getting a counterfeit product,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
or you think you're purchasing a great, Bluetooth radio and you receive, a small keychain. These are things that have been transpiring.
Yeah. Or nothing comes at all, right?
Or nothing comes at all, and then you're out the money.
Right.
So.
Speaking of money, what are some good ways to pay, protect yourself when you're paying specifically online?
Yeah, that's a great question. So a lot of people say financially they just want to use a debit card, right?
Yeah.
Because then they know what they have in their bank account. I actually discourage from using a debit card. I encourage using a credit card.
Okay.
One credit card for holiday shopping, and let's take it a step further, one credit card for online purchases.
Mm.
The reason for that, it's easier to keep track of what's coming into your home, what purchases you're making online, and compare your receipts to your credit card. A lot of us don't have the, mail that we receive, but we're online reviewing our accounts. It makes it a little bit more manageable for many people.
That's a great tip.
And then that's also a layer of protection.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you use your debit card, it's very difficult to tell the bank, well, I was scammed or I didn't get that money. It's hard. Many banks will not recoup the funds to your account.
Yeah.
You use a credit card, you can then say, okay, you can dispute the transaction, yes, and you're more than likely to get that credit back.
Okay, that's great. Great mm-hmm. advice, too. Also, a debit card opens you up to possible theft right out of your bank account, right?
It possibly, yes. Yeah. Identity theft is something that's been happening, yes, and it continues to happen. And that's the majority of scams. They're either phishing for your personal information mm-hmm. or your financial information. So yeah. that is why we encourage people, whether you're receiving an unsolicited text, email, a pop-up on social media, a phone call pressuring you into giving your information, hang up, take a moment, take a breath, and do your research.
Yeah. What about some of these pay apps or PayPal, for instance?
Yes,
or
yes.
We've heard just Venmo me the money. Or
listen, I'm a mom of teenagers. I okay. live and die by Venmo.
Okay.
My number one tip here is, and a lot of people don't realize it, there's a feature within these apps, specifically Venmo, that you can actually make it private. I encourage you to do that. Don't leave what you're giving, if you're paying a tip to your nail salon or you're sending your son or daughter money for lunch. Keep things private. The more secure you keep things, the better you are.
Okay.
The less information out there for people to, potentially steal information.
Sure. We've heard also change your password often. Make it difficult. Make it complicated.
Yeah, and don't use the same password for everything.
Right.
I used to do that because I had so many different devices. But it's very important that you not only update all of your technology, whether it's your smartphone, your laptop, your Chromebook, your whatever it is, update the passwords. Don't share the passwords okay. throughout the family members either. A lot of people do that mm-hmm. as well, mm-hmm. Not thinking. So another thing I think is very important for the viewers is make sure that if you're allowing your children to play games, they're going into the basement, going to their room, they're not being watched. Oftentimes you don't even realize that you're allowing them to upgrade, whether it's, Minecraft or one of
really?
Those great games. Yeah, and a lot of people, we've seen an increase after the holiday season because they get these great, Xboxes or devices, and the parents are kind of like, here you go, go have fun.
Okay.
Here's the credit card to initially.
Yikes.
And then it's saved, and they're not really, the children oftentimes don't even realize that they're paying these small incremental fees.
Mm.
And so just be aware of what's transpiring and what your credit card is actually opting into.
Okay. Are we still seeing quote-unquote old-fashioned scams, like you mentioned the telephone, or through the mail, or even door-to-door?
Yeah, I've been doing this for 20 years. I've seen a lot less of the complaints and scams in regards to that.
Okay.
When I started, it was definitely, beware of people that are knocking on
mm-hmm.
your door. And
mm-hmm.
sure, it does happen. I think in different communities, too, it happens more.
Mm-hmm.
The more rural communities, I hear a lot more of that. I would say that it's more social media, okay. online scams that we're seeing, more text messages where things mm. look to be real.
Yes.
I call them mirror websites. So you're looking even Better Business Bureau. Our name has been taken because it's a well-known brand,
sure.
And people can easily mirror our website. They can easily scare people into thinking that they have to, pay an outdated bill
yes.
or outstanding bill. So you have to be cautious on, even if it sounds like it's a legitimate business, you have to take a breath and not give out information.
That's great
we
advice.
Just teamed up with Eversource, actually, mm-hmm. last week to say, okay, if you receive any phone calls claiming that everything is going to be turned off, we will never do that. So don't give out your information.
Okay.
And a lot of people still do that.
Yeah, a lot of utility companies are falling victim to that.
They are. They are.
Yeah.
We mentioned before we got on,
yep.
there's kind of an unfortunate thing going on where people are the prices are astronomical right now for many things, right? And so there's a little fear in that as well. Can I afford to put the $70 in my gas
yeah.
tank? And, should I price shop around?
Mm-hmm.
And why can
mm-hmm.
one gas station charge more than another
yeah.
gas station? And we often get calls or social media inquiries, is that even legal? And in fact, it is.
Yeah.
So there's different things that customers need knowledge that they need to arm themselves with,
yeah.
right, to protect themselves. And that's why we are here. That's why I've been doing it for 20 years. Whether you've been victim of a scam, whether it's the holidays and you don't want to purchase, a fake or counterfeit item,
mm-hmm.
or like we said, an item that never comes, do the research. I cannot stress that enough.
You mentioned text. It's interesting. Just yesterday, the states announced that there is a phishing scam, text phishing scam, through the Registry of Motor Vehicles. Somebody's claiming that they're from the DMV, Department of Motor Vehicles, which doesn't exist in Massachusetts. There is an RMV.
RMV, yeah. I've been there.
So there's your first tip that it's a scam.
Yes, yeah. But again, a lot of people, when you see something that sounds legitimate, they just, they go with their trust or fear.
Yeah.
And then they're quick to give out their information. And it's very hard once you give that out to get it back.
And that's what they're looking for. Your name, address, phone number, debit card number, credit card number, social security number.
Right.
Once they have those, right.
Right, they take off. Yes. And also, I'd like to just mention that it's a charitable time right now.
Yes.
So a lot of people do receive phone calls. They do receive the postcards. Mm-hmm. They sometimes receive the knocks on the doors or the firefighters and police that have the boots out. So again, if you are not sure if it's a legitimate charity, you're not sure exactly what the cause is, how much of your dollar goes to it, you can always check them out. Give.org is a great resource. It's called the Wise Giving Alliance. And it'll give you more information about the charity. And a legitimate charity will take your money at any time. So don't, if they're really pressuring you into give or I'll pick up a check at your home, do not fall victim to that.
Okay.
Again, a legitimate charity will take your money any time of the year.
Okay. What recourse does someone have if they have been scammed? You know, what are some of the things that they should do if they've fallen victim?
Yeah, great question. So first and foremost, depending on the scam, because that's where FTC, Attorney General's Office, the Better Business Bureau, all agencies that are here to support people, but you're talking about after the scam happened. So there's unfortunately oftentimes little we can do to help out, and that's why we're here encouraging people to take a breath and do the research in advance.
Right.
But if you feel as though you've been victim of a scam, please do report the scam directly to the Better Business Bureau via what we talked about, Scam Tracker, which is online, or you can call, obviously, at 508-6562-4800 and let us know about that. But also the different government agencies would like to know as well. So although we do feed each other information, if there's a significant pattern of complaints or trend in scams, then we like to work together to get that information out.
Okay.
And then obviously if it's a significant scam that you've been victim to, obviously the police department, your local police department would want to know.
Okay, yeah, file a police report.
Yes, yes.
Maybe notify all your financial institutions.
If you've given out your bank information, credit card information, yes, most definitely you would want to do that.
Okay. Is there any kind of like statute of limitations, Paula, or time, you know, deadline where you have to report something?
So for us, it's a 3-year period.
Oh, okay.
Yes, that's
right.
So we report on 3-year period. But obviously, I can look up, you know, what scams and trends that have happened over the last 20 years. We when someone is filing a complaint, the difference between a complaint and a customer review, I think customer review is, you know, a situation that transpired and you're unhappy with service.
Yeah.
Whereas a complaint is you're, you know, were promised a roof, they only did half of it, and you want to recoup funds. So that's the way I look at complaints and customer reviews. So there's a lot of people still say, I'm going to file a complaint with the Better Business Bureau, but we do a lot more than just handle complaints. And and it's important that people check out BBB.org, get familiar with it, because we really have evolved through the last 100 years and what we offer.
Yeah. Will you kind of stand behind people, representing them in a case, maybe in court, if you will? Or?
Well, we're a third impartial party,
okay.
And we try to work with businesses and consumers to resolve any issues that transpire. We do report on every business, so not just member companies, which is a misconception.
People think that is a misconception.
People think we only report on member businesses.
Yeah.
That's not, in fact, true.
Yep.
And not everyone, another misconception is that if anyone pays that they can become a member of the Better Business Bureau. That is so far from the truth.
There's a vetting process, right?
Yes. There is a vetting process. You have to be in business for 6 months. Mm-hmm. You have to be properly licensed and insured if your industry deems necessary. There's a lot of variables that go into this.
Yeah.
You can't have outstanding complaints. You have to resolve your complaints in a timely fashion, and you have to act ethically. There's standards for accreditation. So we do not just say,
You can't just buy your way in,
and that is a misconception that people have.
Yeah, that's a great point. I'm glad you brought that up. And there are different grades also.
There are ratings, yes. Yeah. So yes, there. If you log on to BBB.org, check out a local company, and you can would see not only their rating. You know, let's hope it's a B or higher.
Right.
And if they're a member of the Better Business Bureau or not.
Mm-hmm.
And we have approximately 9,000 members in the four states that we cover. And obviously, we have over 6 million views
wow.
on business profiles every year. So, yeah, it's there's a lot of data. And it's a tedious job to update the data because, as you know, especially during this pandemic,
yeah.
businesses were popping up and then they were closing down.
Right.
And it's extremely unfortunate, but it's our job to provide factual information to people.
Yeah.
And that could be B2B or B2C.
And an accreditation can be withdrawn, revoked, right?
We revoke accreditations, yeah. unfortunately, yes.
Yeah. If there's enough cause, right? If you after
most
your investigation,
definitely, yes, yeah. Not only do we not accept applications, and you know, unfortunately, you don't meet our standards,
right.
But we do look at and revoke members if they're not adhering to our guidelines.
Mm. Tell me about, I believe this past week and the week coming is protect your income tax information.
Oh, God, is it? Let's not talk about taxes. I know.
It's not far off, unfortunately, the tax season. Yeah,
it's not far off, yeah. And I'm married to someone in that industry, so I do know it very well. But no, yeah, in all seriousness, a lot of, and especially because there were different, for businesses in which we work with, there are different aspects of this, right?
Mm-hmm,
that
mm-hmm.
Businesses that are filing, never mind, you know, people that are filing, and even that is serious too, because we have already received people saying, well, what's going to happen because I had a stipend for having a child? Is that going to be taxed or not?
Great questions.
All great questions, yeah. And I wish I had the answers to all of them, but that's where the IRS website comes in
mm-hmm,
handy,
mm-hmm,
because as I mentioned, there are different government agencies that we work with, and the IRS is one of them, and they're
sure.
a great resource to go directly to them for information. But if you're looking for a reliable tax person to handle your taxes, that's where you can use BBB.org.
Yeah, it's all good information for sure.
Thank you.
Yeah. Are you seeing different scams in different parts of the country that maybe we should be aware of here in New England?
Yeah. So I would honestly say that they're usually when we... so. We issue press releases for across the United States, and what we try to do is get ahead of the scam. We like to be proactive instead
right.
of reactive. And proactively, I would say the number one, as we talked about, is the social media
okay.
and online scams that we are going to see them continue to ramp up. So we're just trying to arm people with knowledge. But nothing that's happening, let's say, in California that we're not seeing in Boston.
Okay.
I don't know whether that's a good thing or a bad
well,
thing.
Right.
It's really universal in the scam trends that we're seeing.
Yeah.
In regards to complaints, what we see in New England versus what we see in California,
mm-hmm.
that really is dependent upon what businesses are headquartered in each state.
Interesting.
Yeah, so if you have a large business that is receiving a huge amount of complaints, for whatever reason, it might be... I don't even want to name.
No, right. Yeah.
But you know that the volume of business has increased, right? Because online shopping has increased.
Mm-hmm.
Their volume of complaints may have increased, and it may be something that they are not at this time able to even handle because of the obviously offshore issues and fulfillment mm. issues that are transpiring. Then that would be a variable in when you're talking about complaints mm. across the United States.
Yeah, okay, so it's all relative.
It's all relative
yeah.
to which business is headquartered in which state.
Right.
Right, mm. and the volume of complaints, how large the company is. And there's also, I always say, there's... consumers have they need to take responsibility in some of their financial purchases and the information that they digest prior to making the purchase
yeah.
or prior to giving out the information. We have to take ownership of that. You know, we have to take our time and not just go with, okay, I'm fearful and give it out.
Mm.
Arm yourself with knowledge. There's plenty of us out there that are trying to protect you and trying to encourage you to do some research.
In particular, too, with the utility companies, I'm thinking, you can just hang up and call them back.
Right. Exactly.
You know, and double check.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, and it's unfortunate. You know, my parents, they can't tell. Sometimes they do get nervous themselves. And I'll say to them, did you not just see me talking about this? You know, or did you not read the article? And
right.
they're like, well, we just got nervous.
Emotion
takes over.
Yeah.
Even the booster shots, you know, those are calls that
mm-hmm.
are coming in. They don't, is this real? Do I give out my information? Or, no, you don't give any information
right.
out if it's an incoming phone call. call and you're not knowing who's on the other end.
Right.
Right. So it's very simple, yeah. Right? But they get nervous and yeah. they, you know, want to do what's right. So, and in their mind, what's right.
And these scammers are very good at what they do.
They're extremely
preying
good.
On emotions.
And there's variations of scams, you know, and they're quick to change, right? Mm-hmm. So if I'm out there talking about a scam, what to avoid, they may pivot, you know, and then I have to keep up with them. So yeah, they're very, very intelligent.
I want to wish you a safe, happy, scam-free holiday,
yes,
Paula.
Thank you.
Thanks
to you
so much.
As well and everybody watching.
Thank you. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.